Welcome to the assessment section. Number one, download the two images of the foundation document and the final report assessment criteria. Concentrate on the final report criteria rather than the foundation, as they are subtly different and the foundation document is largely formative and has no impact in the final assessment for the final report. So look at the report structure and you'll see that it is strictly linear in the fact that it's abstract, aims and objectives, literature review, methodology, results, analysis, conclusions, appendices. So that is the prescriptive report structure that you have to follow, and that is important. You must follow that report structure because as all your topics are going to be different and unique, it is important that the report is the same. And that is what we're expecting and that what you need to do. And the danger is what if you don't report and constantly refer back to the structure, you may do a very, very good project and very good results, but if you don't write it up in the accepted format, it won't necessarily meet the criteria of the assessed piece of work. So you need to clearly ensure that your work meets the report criteria. Secondly, have a look and look in detail in the assessment criteria, particularly those marks between 0 and 59%. And you look at the assessment criteria, and your key point to notice is that the assessment does not give you work for the chapters. The only occasion when that happens is the description of the methods, which is chapter 3, the methodologies chapter, where you get 10%. The other sections of the assessment are integrated across the work. Project aim obviously is stated in the chapter 1, which is largely where it appears, but it influences as impact across the entire work. So the quality of the aim and the academic context and the vocational context is important and influences the entire project. The use of academic sources or appropriate other journalistic type sources is across the introduction, in the literature review, should underpin the development of the methods section. Certainly in the analysis and discussion section as well. So that's across the work. And description methods, yes, you get 10% for that, but you get 10%, sorry, you get 25% for the application methods across the work. So that is a sort of reflection of the professional way you've developed the aims and objectives, conducted the literature research, developed your primary domain-specific research methodology, executed that research and discussed it in a rigorous analytical manner and presented the report in a professional manner. 25% across the work rather than chapter by chapter. And obviously conclusion and reflective analysis, something which I've said before earlier is something that perhaps is not done as well as it could be, is an important 20% of the reflection. So have a look at what needs to be done. Now, again, going back to the report, if it is there, we will mark it. Now, look at the descriptors between 0 and 59%, which is the end of a 2-2. So for 59%, for your example, use of academic sources, you can come up with 59%, good range of sources, good understanding. Okay, so that would expect that anyway. Critical, not always justified, not enough analysis, mostly focuses on the topic and relevant, some parts not. So for 59%, they're not expecting a very good such and such. Description methods, good focus on literal methods, some gaps in knowledge. So we're looking at 59% for gaps. What I'm trying to say is that 0 to 59%, because of this topic and the research and the projects, each one is different. There is less expectation, or there is more leeway for you to actually get the initial marks because projects go awry and it's difficult to manage an extended project in the workplace. So 0 to 59% they are, you know, for want of a better word, low hanging fruit, but obviously 60 to 100% quite rightly they are demanding targets and the work will be required to be of an excellent standard. Now, having said that, you are all capable of excellent and quality work and do what you wish to do so, and we are here to help. So you're doing a report to a prescriptive structure and you're doing it to an integrated assessment pattern. Now the important thing is for you to look at the work you've done, to reflect how you've met that descriptor, and if you haven't, why not, how can you change? Okay. Work in progress I look at. and looking forward to it, and good luck.